Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to start with a Chinese proverb that says, an inch of gold cannot buy an inch of time. So I'm going to share a story with you about someone who in their last year of college was pursuing a degree in computer engineering, and their senior design professor said to the class on the first day of school, rather bluntly, most of you are going to fail this class. And it's not because you're not smart enough or won't work really hard. You will fail because of poor time management. Now, this student thought it was just his professor's way of scaring students, you know, to drop his class early so he'd have an easier time. It's a technique he thought a lot of professors used on campus, except, you know, other professors would say something like, this is the hardest class you'll ever take. I have a 10% passing rate. And it was the first time he had ever heard someone use time management as a scare tactic. Well, it turns out he was serious about it, and his project group slipped behind their milestone goals, not because they didn't work really hard. In fact, they pulled a lot of all-nighters and working in the lab, and they totally underestimated the importance of time management and setting up goals strategically. And his group did pass the class, but barely, and a lot of people didn't. And the valuable lesson he walked away from in that class was the importance of time management, and acknowledging the importance of it is just the beginning. And then it took him years to get better at it. And when he started freelancing as a web designer, many of his projects fell short, not because of the skills again or even bad clients. It was due to poor judgment of time management on his part. And there are countless books and articles on time management. It's a huge industry. And this person says, you know, if I have a single piece of advice to give to anyone on the subject matter, I'd retell them the following story. That one day, an old professor in the School of Public Management in France was invited to lecture on the topic of efficient time management in front of a group of 15 executive managers representing the largest, most successful companies in America. And the lecture was one in a series of five lectures conducted in the day. And the old professor was given 1 hour to lecture, and standing in front of his group of elite managers who were willing to write down every word of what would come out of this famous professor's mouth, the professor slowly met the eyes of each manager one by one. He finally said, we are going to conduct an experiment. And from under the table, stood between the professor and the listeners, the professor pulled out a big glass jar and gently placed it in front of him. And next, he pulled out from underneath the table a bag of stones, and each the size of a tennis ball. And he placed the stones in the jar one by one, and he did so, there was, you know, no room to add a single other stone into the jar. And he lifted his gaze to the managers, and he said, well, is this jar full? And the managers all replied, well, yes. You've probably done something like this before, or seen something visually like this before. And the professor paused for a moment and replied, really? And he said, well, once again, he reached underneath the table and pulled out a bag full of pebbles, and carefully the professor poured the pebbles in and slightly rattled the jar, allowing the pebbles to slip down through the larger stones until they settled at the bottom. And again, the professor lifted his gaze and asked, well, is the jar full? And at this point, the managers began to understand his intentions, and one replied, well, apparently not. And the professor said, well, that's correct. And now he pulled out a bag of sand from under the table, and he poured the sand into the jar, and the sand was able to fill up all the spaces between the stones and the pebbles. And the professor said, yet again, well, is the jar full? And all the students replied in unison, well, no. And he said, well, correct. And as was expected, the professor reached for a pitcher of water and poured the water into the jar until it was absolutely full. And the professor asked once again, you know, what great truth can we surmise from this experiment? And with his thoughts on the lecture topic, one manager quickly replied, we learned that as full as our schedules may appear, if we only increase our effort, it is always possible to add more meanings and tasks. And the professor said, no. The great truth that we can conclude from this experiment is that if we don't put all the larger stones in first, we will never be able to fit everything in later. And the auditorium fell silent as every manager proceeded with this process, the significance of the professor's words. And the old professor continued, "What are the large stones in your life? Are they health, family, friends, your goals, doing what you love, fighting for a cause, taking time for yourself? We must remember that it is important to include the larger stones in our lives, because if we don't do so, we're likely to miss out on life altogether. If we give priority to those smaller things, those pebbles and sand, our lives will be filled up with much less important things, leaving little or no time for the things in our lives that are most important to us or that are at the top of the priority list. Because never forget to ask yourself, what are the large stones in your life? And once you identify them, be sure to put them in your jar of life very first." Just a good reminder for all of us. I also want to share a quote with you from Belle F. Spafford, and she's the ninth general president of the Relief Society in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And this, she's speaking about women, but it's very relevant to men as well. And she says, "The average woman today, I believe, would do well to appraise her interests, evaluate the activities in which she is engaged, and then take steps to simplify her life, putting things of first importance first, placing emphasis where the rewards will be the greatest and most enduring, and ridding herself of the less rewarding activities. The endless enticements and demands of life today require that we determine priorities in allocating our time and energies if we are to live happy, poised, productive lives." So thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and this episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.